A wise judge will instruct his people. The government of a man of understanding will be well ordered. As is the judge of his people, so are his officials. As the city's ruler is, so are all those who dwell in it. An undisciplined king will destroy his people. A city will be established through the understanding of the powerful. The government of the earth is in Yahuwah's hand. In due time, he will raise up over it the right person at the right time. A man's prosperity is in Yahuwah's hand. He will lay his honor upon the person of the scribe. Don't be angry with your neighbor for every wrong. Do nothing by works of violence. Pride is hateful before Yahuwah and men. Arrogance is abhorrent in the judgment of both. Sovereignty is transferred from nation to nation because of injustice, violence, and greed for money. Why are dirt and ashes proud? Because in life my body decays. A long disease mocks the physician. The king of today will die tomorrow. For when a man is dead, he will inherit maggots, vermin, and worms. It is the beginning of pride when a man departs from Yahuwah. His heart has departed from him who made him. For the beginning of pride is sin. He who keeps it will pour out abomination. For this cause Yahuwah brought upon them strange calamities and utterly overthrew them. Yahuwah cast down the thrones of rulers and set the lowly in their place. Yahuwah plucked up the roots of nations and planted the lowly in their place. Yahuwah overthrew the lands of nations and destroyed them to the foundations of the earth. He took some of them away and destroyed them, and made their memory to cease from the earth. Pride has not been created for men, nor wrathful anger for the offspring of women. Whose offspring has honor? Human offspring who fear Yahuwah. Whose offspring has no honor? Human offspring who break the commandments. In the midst of kindred, he who rules them has honor. Those who fear Yahuwah have honor in his eyes. The fear of Yahuwah goes before the obtaining of authority, but harshness and pride is the loss of it. The rich man, the honorable, and the poor all glory in the fear of Yahuwah. It is not right to dishonor a poor man who has understanding. It is not fitting to glorify a man who is a sinner. The prince, the judge, and the mighty man will be honored. There is not one of them greater than he who fears Yahuwah. Free men will minister to a wise servant. A man who has knowledge will not complain. Don't flaunt your wisdom in doing your work. Don't boast in the time of your distress. Better is he who labors and abounds in all things than he who boasts and lacks bread. My son, glorify your soul in humility and ascribe to yourself honor according to your worthiness. Who will justify him who sins against his own soul? Who will honor him who dishonors his own life? A poor man is honored for his knowledge. A rich man is honored for his riches. But he who is honored in poverty, how much more in riches? He who is dishonored in riches, how much more in poverty?